The first draft of the restoration plan called for dozens of ambitious measures. They included cleaning up toxic waste and keeping invasive species out of the Great Lakes. But more than anything, the first draft raised expectations.
The public response to the draft report that was released in July was very encouraging.
David Natsker is with the Council of Great Lakes Governors.
Public meetings were held throughout the region, and there is broad-based support for restoring and protecting the Great Lakes.
State governments generally praised the draft, but questioned the federal government's commitment to the effort. Now, they and environmental groups worry their fears were justified. Last month, administration advisors issued an internal report that called the first draft of the plan too ambitious and too costly. One major sticking point is how to prevent sewage from getting into the lakes. Sewer upgrades could cost tens of billions of dollars. States want more money, but the president's advisors are balking. Benjamin Grumbles is with the Environmental Protection Agency's Water Division.
We all agree that more work needs to be done on sewer overflows and that the federal government will continue to provide money, but it's not realistic to expect an infusion of that level in the near term.
Grumbles says federal help's required to improve sewers everywhere, not just in the Great Lakes. Grumbles says the administration's committed to identifying long-term restoration goals. Administration advisors say continuing negotiations should focus on short-term measures that require no additional spending. But David Napsker says federal leadership should mean more federal dollars.
This is deeply disappointing. While more can be done with existing resources and there can be improvements to existing programs, quite simply, many of our region's challenges require additional funding.
The plan's final draft is due next month. Until then, state governments and environmentalists hope to prod what they see as an increasingly reluctant partner. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.